That's right. We do this every Wednesday, and if you want to add to the insanity, rentfree1310@gmail.com. Plenty of good to get to. Actually, a pretty good backlog so far, yeah. So we'll get to some ones that were sent in weeks ago. But let's start off with Monto, because Monto said he has some things that are swimming around his brain pan rent-free.
Yeah, I got a couple things here. One, Sean, I know you'll know this one.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple weeks ago, when we were trying to figure out what Wade Boggs' walk-up song was... Diamond Talk and all that.
Oh, yeah. Dudes being bros.
Lando tried to tell us that he came out to Psycho Chicken, which was a parody of Psycho Killer.
Yes.
Which I believe he walked out to. I believed Lando.
Well.
He's a reporter.
That has been living in my head rent-free, just that overall song. But more specifically, the scene from Always Sunny.
Yes.
Where the show starts with Mac and Charlie walking into the bar, and the gang just joins them,
mm-hmm.
singing along.
As long as it works.
What's this? Oh,
Psycho Killer. Guess what they say? Fa, 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 better. Run, 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 run.
Way to start a day.
And we got news. We got news, too.
Which reminded news, me, news, wasn't news. That the Shake Joint News Open?
That was the Shake Joint News Open, yeah. For sure. And the best part of that, and you have to listen close, Danny DeVito's character, the great Frank Reynolds, doesn't know the words.
Yeah, you can see
so him. He's just like, just making noise.
But it's just funny, because Ham and I were talking about it, and we're like, dude, I can't remember the episode, but do Dennis and Dee and Frank know why they're singing, or they just join in because they're singing when they walk into the bar?
I love how they just always, throughout that series, they just reference like weird like 80s mainstream hits like Steve Winwood and people like that. It's just I guess the music they grew up on, they just incorporated that into the show.
And that's a great scene to recreate if you've had some beers with your buddies.
Of course.
You put that song on and you just start screaming it.
It's so funny.
It's so fun.
The visual's funny too. So that's been in my mind. But also this, because I've noticed on Twitter from time to time, people will post clips of Norm Macdonald doing some kind of late night hit, whether it was with Conan or Letterman or Leno or whoever, and he always destroys.
Mm-hmm.
He's always very funny. Well, this one has been sticking in my mind because it's such a funny joke. It's the kind of joke now where, like, when I see a family member, I'll relay this one to him like it's one of my own, and then I tell him after where I got it from. But it's so shocking and so funny.
My wife went into a coma.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And the doctor said to me, you won't hear this from any 1935 comic. He says to me, there's one way to wake her up, but it's a little unconventional. You go in there and you have oral sex with her. I said, by God. He says, I've seen it work. I said, well, I'm willing to try. So I go in there, I'm in there about 5 minutes, and I come out. I said, Doc, she's choking. But that's modern medicine for you.
That's modern medicine. We're going to take a break.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. That's good.
It's so shocking. It's so funny.
Doc,
and just the way he delivers
choking.
It.
Oh, yeah.
He's so great.
And you won't hear this from a 30s doctor.
And you can just watch Conan's face. He's like, what's about to come out of his mouth?
So to speak.
It's great.
Best weekend update host ever?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Easy.
For his OJ work alone.
I really like Michael Che and Colin Jost now. They've grown on me.
They've grown a little bit.
They make me laugh.
I think you could do better.
Yeah, Norm Macdonald is... Nobody will ever reach that bar. All right, let's get on to the P1s. Cade, P1 Cade emails in. He goes, when I get or give directions to a location, I still hear Danny Bayless direction drops. That was Mino's finest work as a board op. Stay hard, P1
Thank you.
Cade. And I tend to agree. That was some fine board op.
And it was every day during community quick hits, too. He would give. And it's rent-free in
we
my head.
There by Six Flags at the ballpark.
You've got a few? Just fire them off. Just fire off
is
as many as you can.
Is this the one that's right on 360, right by the jack-in-the-box and all that? I'm looking at a map.
Yeah, it's halfway between Weatherford and, Benbrook. It's over, off Northwest Highway and, Technology. And it's over off, Carroll and Columbia.
And there's 165 left.
165, yep.
It's where the Chase branch is at Pearl and Woodall, northeast corner, northwest corner. Is that right?
Danny is spot on with directions, though. Well, he knows where everything is.
And whenever Corby or Mike would bring it back and they were on remote, trying to say where they were, and you would fire one
it's
of those
like off. Woodall, right? Technology.
Theory, right when you cross the lake, right?
Right when you cross the lake.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'll see
southeast of Cleveland.
That is good stuff.
Yeah, if I see like Northwest Highway, I'll read it now in Danny voice of him giving directions.
Baltimore.
Imagine living in Richardson.
Richardson.
And it is inside the loop from River Oaks to 820.
P1 Andrew. Oh, fun says, times. For as much as Jerry Jones is incompetent as the general manager, his push to demolish Texas Stadium and build the Death Star still resonates with me. Green Bay did the right thing in restoring Lambeau Field and maintaining it as a historical venue to watch football. Texas Stadium definitely had its issues, but nothing a renovation couldn't fix. If Kyle Field, Lambeau Field, and other old football venues can't be modernized, there's no reason Texas Stadium shouldn't be standing as a tribute to the history of the franchise. Further evidence of an owner who claims to love football but never seems to show it. And I do admit, when I drive over where old Texas Stadium used to be, which is where I believe the DeMonts own that land now, or the Adelsons, and they're going to maybe build the next Mavs casino or whatever, that does bug me.
So is Texas Stadium living rent-free? And it's weird, because when if I go to Jerry World or watch a game there.
On Davis, man.
No, it's in Arlington, Danny. I still think of it as a new stadium. And I think of the AAC as a new stadium.
I know.
Like, I never, and maybe because it was built before I was born, but Texas Stadium I always thought was old, but not in a bad way. It just had character. And Reunion Arena was built in 1980, and it was outdated. But I wonder when I'm going to get to the point of thinking the AAC, Jerry World, even the ballpark that they don't even use anymore, that they now use for like laser tag or rugby or something. Like, that was a new
Rick's
ballpark.
Cabaret over there now.
High school like football.
What starts to date these stadiums?
I don't know.
Because the stadium's 16 years old now, which isn't considered new.
I mean, why don't you just look it up on your phone?
Jesus. Okay.
Good on the city of Dallas the other day. They decided to, fight back a little bit and say the Mavs aren't going to move. They're going to do everything they can. But when the billionaire owners already own a tract of land in Irving, it feels like that could
they
be
want to build a casino there.
Uphill climb. P1 Allen. This word is one of the more ubiquitous ticket words in my vocabulary. Part of it has to do with its origin. It has erroneously come to mean I agree, but it originated, if I'm not mistaken, as a misspeak by Vince Young on a late night show when asked why he wanted to stay in college and not go to the NFL. His response was something along the lines of degree, for one. My mom wanted him to get his degree. Mm-hmm. Of course, if I'm remembering this wrong, I apologize and I failed and I'll leave you alone. Thank you for what you've done to your bodies. Y'all are awesome. Alan, he also says, digression, probably another rent-free item is NFL related. It is the great Ked Woodley and his hit song, Getting Paid, Getting Laid, which we heard one morning on the music.
Ticket stock's own, Ked Woodley.
I do say gagree, though.
I do, too. And I don't even think about it. If you say something and I agree with it, I'll just say gagree and move on. I'm not even thinking ticket at the time. It's just like, that's the word to say for agree. Gagree. And that was, I never heard the full context of it, though. And I knew it was Vince Young.
It was Vince Young, and I think Will Ferrell was there also. Okay. I think this was after the national championship game on Leno, I want to say, but I could be wrong on that. And Ked Woodley, every time I see the Carolina Panthers, that's all I think about.
Getting paid. Getting laid.
That was the live version of it. Yeah, it was so weird seeing him at ticket stock. Whenever that song came out, it was 6 months later or so.
And he's
just walking around ticket stock, drinking a beer. By himself,
drinking a lot of
beers. I'm like, yes. you're the Panthers guy, right? What are you doing here? Hope he's doing well.
Yeah, our friends really hope Soils Alive.
That's right.
Paid for him to fly in, and he was
so
a
cool.
special guest. Well, speaking of hydration, this is from P1 Brett. He said, "Sup, sweet spot." Not sure how many of you people remember this little space in time in sports Twitter when this photo was leaked. from the UT locker room. Now, pretty much any time I go to the bathroom, I can't stop my brain from thinking about this chart. I've mentioned this to people before, even those that are Longhorns fans, and they've never heard of this. Anyway, thank you for what you've done to your body. Stay hydrated, my friends. Brett. And this is this was leaked online. It's the Longhorn football hydration chart, and there's different levels. So basically, level one is clear, which is what you want your urine to be, or, and it gets darker as you go down. And if it gets to yellow, that means you're, you know, you're not being a good teammate and whatnot. And it feels like every locker room.
This thing has been around a long time.
I've seen this at TCU. I've seen this at SMU. This thing is, I'm sure high schools around the area have this exact same thing.
Yeah, we had this in our locker room in the early aughts, so it's been around for a while. And it's accurate, too. Like, you want it to be as clear as possible. If it's bright yellow, you need to start drinking more water or some Gatorade. Yeah, and they always put it right above the urinal so you can see it and you can look down and see where you're at. You want a one? It's where you want to be?
Even at home, when I'm peeing, it's like, oh, man, I'm not being a good teammate right now because it's yellow.
What would your wife do if you got that exact chart and put it right above the toilet?
That'd be hilarious.
Yes, she wouldn't see it.
No, she's
not
the other
standing
way.
Up.
Yeah. She doesn't look
at it. Put one against that wall, too, for the both of you.
Put it right below the cabinet.
The love toilet.
All right, this is a reference to from Mitchell from last week when we were talking to our new BFF on the Rangers, Jake Berger, and for whatever reason, Beer Fest got brought up during the interview. And Mitchell says, Beer Fest was brought up on the show, and I was just thinking about my two favorite earworms that live rent-free in my head, both from this wonderful piece of cinema. Anytime these words are uttered, I will respond in the corresponding voice without question. Number one, it's frustrating, so they're trying to figure out how to drink from Das Boot best they can, and Farva, or Landfill, I guess, in this situation, has the little popo doll, and he's messing with one of his buddies.
Hey, fellas. Gather up.
All right, here's the thing. When you drink, the shape of the boot causes an air bubble to form in the toe.
The bubble.
Now, this air bubble shoots around the heel and explodes towards your face while you drink it.
In your face, it explodes.
It's virtually impossible
to
handle.
It's impossible to handle.
It's unavoidable. The Germans know how to do it. Frankly, I find the whole thing a little frustrating because I can't figure it out.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Can you get the hell?
Hey, Popo.
Sorry.
He's taking the little arms of the doll and just poking him right in the nose.
Kind of sounds like Adam Sandler.
Though. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
See, I've never seen that movie, and the rent-free part about Beer Fest.
How?
So this was 15 years ago or so. Every time Killer would engineer a hardline remote, all they would talk about is Beer Fest to Killer. So when I met Killer for the first time, I would just think of him watching the movie Beer Fest, which I've never seen. But I guess I need to see it.
And Mitchell's,
sounds funny.
Mitchell's other earworm, he says, if somebody mentions something being stolen, it will be he/you/they stole it in this voice.
You do not speak of Beer Fest outside of Beer Fest. Zwei! You do not bring outsiders to Beer Fest!
But our grandfather was Johann von
Wolfhausen. Ah! Your grandfather was no von Wolfhausen. Your grandfather was a thieving bastard stable boy.
What did you say?
Baron Ludwig von Wolfhausen, our great-grandfather, the most legendary brewmeister in all the Deutschland. He perfected the von Wolfhausen beer recipe.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
When Ludwig died, your grandfather stole the only copy of the recipe ever created.
Hold on a second. Our grandfather didn't brew beer. He had this little sausage house in Colorado. He couldn't...
He could, and he did. He stole our recipe and fled Germany with his mother. A common Bavarian... What's the English word I'm looking for?
Whore. Can't get a whore? Obviously there's a translation problem here.
Hooker! Prostitute! Slut for money!
Well, now you're crossing the line.
But you are crossing the line! He stole it!
And now instead of having Deutschland's greatest beer, we merely have fourth best. The Einsteiner Marzen, Radenberger und... Und!
Und Becks?
Unbecks?
Yeah.
Unbecks!
And that, of course, is the great Daniel Day-Lewis playing won an Oscar for
you
the role
see Beer
in
Fest,
Beer Fest. Okay.
It's so funny.
Sounds funny.
All right, 234. There's some rent-frees. Again, if you want to add rentfree1310@gmail.com. We do it every Wednesday.